Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who got fired for just having a snack on the job.
Oh my gosh.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Thanks, Tiak.
Wild. All right.
It's your turn.
I've got a story of this should have happened. I'm on this side.
Oh, whatever your story is about.
Yeah.
Should have happened.
Yep.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A family in Florida.
Florida!
Thought they were being pranked after their inflatable Christmas decoration.
Goodbye.
Exactly. It vanished from the yard.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Oh my gosh. What?
I want you to know some of my neighbors have got a group text going and we're thinking about forming a posse where we just go fight them.
Okay.
Fight inflatables.
Yes.
I don't want to break them.
No.
Just fight them.
And have them kind of do like the worm at the car thing and just like bounce back.
But.
Anyway. Oh.
Sometimes if they fight back.
I was thinking about getting one for my house.
We're coming out. Okay. Anyway, what happened to their inflatable?
It disappeared from their yard.
Okay.
So they, you know, of course, like everyone, check security cameras. Footage camera.
Like everyone.
I don't think we need to finish. Should we just go?
This is it. A bear. It was a bear.
It was a what?
Whoa. A bear took our idea and fought.
A bear, like, was it trying to hump it?
I didn't even know that there are bears in Florida. I'm surprised it wasn't a gator.
I didn't even think about being in Florida. It was just a random...
He's like, I'm going after that Grinch.
Yeah, it was a Grinch, and he took it out.
Yep.
That's nice.
Oh, no. That's who we want to get a Grinch.
Well,
no.
Brace yourself.
Want you to know...
attractive to bears.
That inflatable fight club will take out your... that we're hiring a bear. I got a story out of the UK.
Hello, love.
He was an employee at a grocery store. He was a 60-year-old man. Another employee saw him taking a video of himself licking a chicken.
Now,
is that an innuendo?
Is that a euphemism?
That means something across the pond.
That fella's in there licking a chicken, you know.
You sound like you're from London.
Right. At least he wasn't flogging the... Is it dolphin? Flogging a dolphin? You don't know what flogging a dolphin is?
No.
Google it when you're not at You don't?
I don't think so. No.
It's exactly what you think it means.
Yeah.
Okay. It's... No, okay.
All right. Anyway, okay. He was licking a chicken. It wasn't an actual live chicken, you know, like one of these.
Oh, okay.
It was raw chicken.
What?
He was just licking on the raw chicken. The chicken takes a licking and keeps
on
ticking.
That's how you get sick.
I don't know what's wrong with him. You don't always get salmonella from it. It's got it's got already have it on it, and this one didn't. So
safe to lick.
Safe to lick, but probably not for the people who eventually purchased it to eat it.
Oh no!
You know, it's got the man's saliva on the chicken. Anyway, he's fired for licking the chicken. So don't lick the chicken, but do whatever you want.
And
to
what
the
went
dolphin.
Wrong at your last job, sir? Well.
We're all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.